Good morning. My name's Alan Dunbar. I'm thrilled to be with you this morning. And the children's talk was just amazing. I hope you'll all be supporting these beautiful children in the work that they're doing, raising money for the Rice and for that education. My background is this. I left Aberdeen in 1969 to pursue business interests in the Highlands. And on my retirement, just six and a bit years ago, I wanted to do something for in voluntary work and to be helping the nation. And indeed, this has been the opportunity for not only the Highlands, but also for Aberdeen as well, where we've had many opportunities through Christians Against Poverty. And at the end, when you go through for coffee, we've a little stand there with books, and we've got forms if you would wish to hear more about CAP. And two ladies there will be delighted to take your name and address and for us to forward details to you. So indeed, this is the first time I've been working sophisticated machinery, so go with me and I'll try and keep very much to my time so that we know what's going on. So on this, we want to introduce you to Karen, whose 23-year relationship broke down alongside her being diagnosed with lupus. She was left as a single parent, unable to work, debts mounted, snatching Karen's hope and driving her to attempt suicide. When we look there at the distinguished there, right now 14 million people in our nation like Karen are living in poverty, arrives like an illness in the family, setting you into flight mode for a battle you can't win, and drawing your life until you have nothing left to give. You have no power, no change, the situation, and it grinds you down until any flicker of hope you had is completely extinguished. We find out during our time together today, Christians Against Poverty works with local churches all over the UK to connect with these broken people whose lives have been devastated by poverty through debt, unemployment, dependencies, and low income. What unique ingredients does CAP have that changes thousands of lives? We do this as we through the local church. And here in Cults, we see here an opportunity where through CAP, you could bring Jesus to the lives of many. The hope that we have, every single person in this country, in the community who was struggling with debt or poverty, desperately needs hope to walk into their situations. And that's why CAP's core message is always hope. It permeates everything we do. As Christians, we are all carriers of hope because Jesus is the one with hope with us wherever we go. But our clients' hopelessness is real. We can't help themselves out of debt, break free from their dependencies, or get themselves into work after years of unemployment. They feel like there is no way out of their own. But in Job, chapter 11, verse 18, the Bible tells us that God's promise is that you will be secure because there is hope, and you will look about and you can take the rest in safety. Like CAP, I truly believe that the local church is the hope of the world, a place of safety, because we are the hands and feet of Jesus, and Jesus has the ultimate bringer of hope. Today I'm going to show you how you can join CAP's mission and enable hope to walk into lives where hopelessness has set up camps. But let's take a look, closer look at our understanding of hope. Redefining hope. Why, my soul, are you downcast? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in good, for I am yet praise him, my Savior and my God, from Psalm 45. The Greek word for hope is elpis, which means to anticipate with pleasure and to confidently expect. We bring hope to the nation, the people that we deal with. If I tell you about this lady this week, walked into our house, very tearful. She had been on drugs 8 years ago, plus she was released from all that, and she got a job as a drug and alcohol counselor in the Woman's Aid. Sadly, when she wasn't feeling too well one day, and this is just a couple of months ago, someone slipped a drug into her drink, and it put her back onto drugs and to drink. Talking with her, she was in despair. She said, "I've been helping people out of this, and now I'm in it myself again." She said, "My husband is doing a life sentence, ex-husband, a life sentence for sexually assaulting me and every female member of our family, for stamping in my head and doing all sorts of things." I didn't believe this story, and I went on and Googled it when I went home. And it's right, this guy's doing a life sentence for abuse. That's the extreme of some of the clients we're dealing with. Others could be your neighbor, where they've got the new car, they've got the big mortgage, one couple paying £1,151 a month for their mortgage, and they came and asked for help. And because it's confidential, no one knows we are helping them. Let's watch this film.
Life just started getting really, really hard. You were slowly sinking, slowly getting further and further into debt. I just started feeling so guilty, like as if I wasn't a proper mum and it was all my fault. And I cut myself off from all my friends. I wasn't coping myself, and I didn't want anyone else to know. Before I got into debt, I was with my partner for 23 years. We had 3 children. The relationship fell apart, and I became a single parent. I was diagnosed with systemic lupus, which is a chronic autoimmune disease. I couldn't work. And one of the symptoms of lupus is brain fog. It got me into debt because I was forgetting to pay bills. I was paying some bills and not paying other bills. The debt got really bad. Life was, it was unbearable. I just thought that life would be better for my children if I wasn't there. So I'd found some vodka that was in the house, and I was mixing it with wine, and I just sat with the box and I was just opening tablets, and just, it just seemed the only way out. There was no way. I couldn't deal with the debts, I couldn't deal with anything. It just was, yeah, it was horrible. Sorry. I really first felt hope with CAP when I realised that I wasn't on my own, that someone was there to hold my hand. Mary came down for the first visit. Oh, it was just so good. There was paperwork everywhere, all over the living room floor. They were trying to get everything in order. But we gradually got through like all the paperwork and everything, and it got sent to Bradford. And it was just like this huge weight was taken off my shoulders. It's really hard to explain. It was just, there was people there and people cared. And I think I started becoming me again. I started asking lots of questions about God. Mary had said that Central Church was doing an Alpha course, went on that. And then I started going to Central Church. There was one night, I was at church, and they were singing Good, Good Father. I just thought, God loves me for who I am. I don't have to be this perfect person for God to love me. I just had tears rolling down my face and just thought, yeah, I want God in my life. Yes, I am very happy in life. I'm still not debt free, but that day is coming, yeah, about a year, so it's there. I know what I'm aiming for. Having God in my life, it's just expanded everything. I'm not this isolated person anymore. Life is just great.
Hope, Yes, indeed, when that door opens, when someone can't talk to anyone about their situation and find there's a listening ear and someone that can understand where they've been and what they're going through and to help them through. And our hope for you is firm. We always give that assurance to people that they know from Corinthians that the sure in the sufferings and also you share in our comfort. And through Scripture, we often are able to help people from their darkest place to see the light and to put our trust in our ministry. We're looking there at where we're coming from as we operate in the UK in many places. And at the end of my short talk, I'll tell you we're in Aberdeen. We are actively working now. And this is all in recent years because Aberdeen was one of the last cities to have CAP in it. And we're excited about that. And it would be wonderful if your church supported us in prayer and gave us support, maybe in personal thing as well, using your building for some clients to meet. We have job clubs. We've got life skills. Talk about it at the desk, and we'll tell you the various ministries that we're involved with. The service works, as Job 5 and 16 would say. So the poor have hope, and justice shuts its mouth. We can get into Job Centre Pluses. They refer people to come to us for debt help. The courts, the prison, the social work, the doctor's surgeries. And you ask me some of the other places. I'll keep some back in case you're interested enough to know the various avenues, which is my privilege to be exploring all the time for opportunities for us to be sharing. When we take the piles of confusing paperwork, as Karen was saying, it's amazing where the debt help clicks in. I've seen, well, on Tuesday, if I told you as a lady with 38 different debts and all the paperwork surrounding that, all the reminder letters, all the threatening letters from the court, you can imagine there was paperwork everywhere. 7 hours later, I go home and Christine wondered where I had gone to, and it was sorting out that paperwork. But oh, to see the lift of that lady's face, the release of someone taking board the debt for her, not paying the debt, but being the frontline person who the creditors are going to be speaking to, head office, rather than calling for her. Looking there at the amount of people, 23,000 people helped this year by CAP Ministries. 2,500 families debt-free. Just this year alone in Inverness, we've had 3 families debt-free. Can imagine if you've had the burden and then you get that call to be unable to say that you're clear from there. 805 people there found the job clubs as positive. Various statistics that you'll see there, very important, because we believe that the church today is not, that we're not a ministry instead of the church. We are a ministry working with the churches so that you can be enabled to reach out in your community for those who need help. We believe, as Scripture says in Jeremiah, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to give you hope and a future." That's what we tell each of our clients. Many of them put their trust in God, but many of them just enjoy being in the company of a Christian where we're able to share our faith and they ask more questions. Hope of salvation. Yeah, it's so important. We don't take that lightly either. "Guide me in your truth and teach me, and you are God, my Savior, and my hope is in you all day long." Someone said to me, "Why have you done this for so long as a voluntary person when you could have been working and getting paid for it?" My passion is this: as a person who loves to share my faith, I want others to come to the peace that passes all understanding in their lives. And if they're the vagabond in the street, or the person that's less desirable because of the smell or the situation they live in, I just love getting alongside them and saying, "My God loves you." And they've never heard people talking about love. Some of them don't even experience love in their family in the way in which they were brought up. So it enables us to do so many things. Here we'll go back to Karen then. And I can't walk around here, no. Just on that screen there where we're talking about all the people that we've helped. I'm so conscious of time now. I'm trying to keep to the minutes that I was given. I'll just flick through there. When Hope walks in Aberdeen today, I'm very pleased to say, and I'll read them out, and I'll be delighted to give you a copy of you if you're in interest. And this is CAP Services in Aberdeen. Aberdeen Central Job Club and the Fountain of Love. Aberdeen West Life Skills in Fernley Gospel Hall, and also doing CAP Money Course. In Torre Aberdeen, Life Skills at King's Community Church, and also CAP Money Course. Aberdeen Debt Centre in the City Church, and also running CAP Money Courses. Bankry Debt Centre, Bankry Christian Centre. And churches running CAP Money Courses, Hillview Community Church and Cults, St. Columba Church, Bridge of Dawn, Gerrard Street Baptist Church in Aberdeen, Torre United Free Church, Hebron Evangelical Church, and Jesus House in Torre. All these places are active, but that isn't to say you can be complacent. There's a work here in Cults. There's people in Cults that I'm sure could benefit from our ministry and our help and our administration. If you would like to know more about what's going on, we have two books today that you could pick up from the desk during the coffee. Nevertheless, is the history of CAP ministry since it started just over 20 years ago, and also Journeys Out of Hope. It's testimonies of people who have put their trust in God and indeed have been benefited from our ministries. I'm apologizing at the end, but it's just to say I'm available over coffee and tea. I've so much more to tell you, but I'm in restricted time. Thanks for the invitation, and be blessed.